Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special music guest for you. We're joined by singer-songwriter Serenity Holloway. Serenity, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm excited being interviewed by you. Thank you for asking me. Thank you for, you know, just reaching out to me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's no problem at all. I was super excited because, you know, we Facebook friends for a while now, and I had no idea mm-hmm. that you were a songstress, and so I was like, definitely have to have you on the show.
Really? That's crazy. That happens a lot. I am friends with a lot of people, and I don't really keep track because I think, like, my friend list is, like, full, so now people, like, have to follow me. So I don't necessarily, like, keep track, so this is my first time that this has happened. So,
I understand completely. So, for our listening audience, tell me a little bit about how you kind of got involved with music. What was the catalyst that, you know, got you interested in music and pursuing it? Because I know that, you know, music is something that everybody enjoys, everybody,
right.
you know, wishes that they could do. But, I mean, only so many of us have been gifted with the actual gift of music and,
right.
you know, understanding it. What was the kind of the catalyst that got you, you know, involved in music?
Well, music has always been a part of my life ever since I was little. And I've always known that I wanted to from an early age. I started singing in my church choir at the age of 7. And, you know, being in my church choir, I absolutely loved it. Like, I loved everything about music. I've always been music, and I've always known that I wanted to sing. And what put the icing on the cake for me is when my mom took me to my very first concert, and it was a Alicia Keys concert, and I was around 7 years old, and I went there, and she was completely amazing. She was phenomenal. Sung, she danced, she played an instrument, she played the piano, and really that was why I wanted to play piano. And I remember, like, getting braids in my head because, you know, Alicia Keys, when she first came out, she had to braid the cornrows, and I remember getting those because I wanted to be just like her. But definitely going to her concert was experience for me, and I knew when I saw her on stage, I knew exactly what I wanted to do in my life.
Wow, that is something. I wanted to ask you now, would you say that Alicia Keys is like, would you say that she's definitely like an influencer to your music, or?
Oh, most definitely. She is. Like I said, she influenced me to start playing piano, and I told mom, lessons. And she did that, just that, and everything. I just think, but yeah, she has definitely been an influence on me, and she made me not only want to do music, but also know music as far as, you know, not just going based off feeling, but actually knowing music, like how to read music, you know, how to, you know, not be the structure of music, like chord patterns. She is an actual musician. She made me want to go further into being a musician, not just, you know, going based off what I feel or, you know, not knowing the musical terms for things. So, yeah, she's definitely been an influence.
Awesome. Now, I know that you said you grew up in the church and, you know, you were very involved with choir. Do you ever feel, I guess, conflicted, or do you have conflicting emotions or thoughts, doing, I guess, what most people would call, like, secular music?
Oh, well, I just don't see secular music. I am the praise and worship leader in my church, so I have my gift back to the person to the person who gave me my gift, and God gave me my gift. And I don't feel accomplished.
Absolutely.
I think God made me. And my job is, even though I am not a gospel artist, my job is to give back to him, you know. But I do watch what kind of music I sing, and I do watch what I do, because I do care what, you know, what people think, and I do care what's pleasing to his eye. And if it's not pleasing to his eye, then I know I should not do it. But just because I don't sing gospel music, it doesn't mean it's not for his glory, because like I said, he made music, and music, and I give my music to him. So no, I don't think it's a compliment. Because either way, I'm going to worship
you. Absolutely. That kind of leads into my next question, but, you know, you're super talented. Your music is just, you know, awe-inspiring. And you're also,
you know,
a really, really beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you ever find that there's a struggle? Do you ever have a struggle with, I guess, and your relationship with God, you know, despite, you know, being in an industry that's so, you know, driven on, you know, looks, sex appeal, and so on and so forth?
There's definitely times where things get hard, and that's for anybody. And you don't lose focus on God. But I can tell you that I thank God for my mom, because if I'm going through something, he always tells me, hey, friend, you just need to put your focus in God and give it all to him. And it will make things better. My mom definitely makes sure I remember that, because sometimes, yes, it can get hard, especially in the music industry. It's like, it's so many evil things that, you know, I know that. And I know that I'm going to encounter as I progress as an artist. But I know that as long as I keep him in my heart, as long as I, you know, keep him in sight, I will be just fine. But yes, I can see that being hard sometimes, because life can get, and it's hard with anybody, not even just an artist, but we have to remember to keep the faith. Remember, you know, why are we here? How did we get here? And we got here because of him.
Absolutely. You're so right. You definitely hit on something there, because, yeah, temptation's everywhere. I mean, you can't really escape it. I mean, as long as you're alive on this earth, I mean, you're going to have to deal with, you know, temptation. But, you know, greater, you know, is the God in you than, you know, all of the world combined, you know. And so you can keep that relationship with him and focus on him, you know, he'll get you through some of the most adverse times.
Yes, he will.
Tell me a little bit about, like, what inspires you. I know that you've got a voice, and, you know, you're a songstress, so your lyrics are so powerful. Tell me a little bit about what inspires you, especially when you're writing music.
Wow, okay. For a long time, I did not consider myself a songwriter. I didn't think I was good enough for a very long time. And sometimes I still have those doubts. But the person who inspired me, especially the way I write and my writing style, is Taylor Swift. I listen to her all the time. I have her album. I remember buying her album, and I knew every lyric. But the way that she writes, in a way where you could almost see exactly what she's talking about. And it's very detailed. And we are missing that a lot in today's music. And for a long time, I felt like, okay, well, nobody's going to want to listen to that anymore. You know, everything is pretty much one type of way, the way people write music now. But I had to like sit myself down and say, okay, you don't need to worry about what people think about your writing style. You and be happy with what you have. So when I wrote, I didn't want anybody to see it because I didn't think anybody would like it. But I let my mom hear it, and she started crying. And when I saw her reaction, it was overwhelming to me because I didn't think that I was going to get that type of reaction because, like I said, I didn't think people would want to hear, you know, the way I write, style of writing anymore. So definitely Taylor Swift has had the most influence on me, especially when it comes to writing.
Absolutely. I love that. I wanted to ask you now, your mom, I know you mentioned her before. Have your family and your friends been supportive of your desire to, you know, pursue music as, you know, a career and a lifestyle?
Oh, most definitely. Like I say, my mom is my biggest cheerleader. Like, she is the one person who always makes sure that I'm doing what I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Make sure that I'm striving to become better. She is definitely my backbone. And yes, my family support me all the way. Nonstop support and love from them. So it's definitely no problem. And I just thank God for her and my family, simply because there are a lot of people who don't have that. And it's very important to have a support system. Always important to have a support system.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're so right. I totally agree with you on that. I mean, no man is an island. And to be honest, you know, you can just, you know, God didn't put us here to just stand alone. You know, we need each other. To support each other, you know, that's why God values family. You know, there's just so much to it that people don't understand. You know, you feel like a lot of times people feel like they can just conquer it by themselves, but you know, life is meant to be enjoyed. You're supposed to be connected to one another.
Right.
That's where true fellowship comes in.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about this single. Put your heart and your soul into it. What was the writing process like for you? I know you touched a little bit on it. What were you going through when you wrote this song?
Well, at the time, I was going through heartbreak. And every lyric in that song is what I was going through at the time. And I was really into this guy. And then all of a sudden, like, things, like, changed drastically. And we got to the point where we weren't even, like, talking anymore. And I was so, like, overwhelmed because I didn't know, like, where it came from. Because, you know, I had my hopes up high for, you know, for a relationship. And it didn't go. It didn't go the way I had planned. So I knew that I had to get it out because it was really stressing me out. Like, I wasn't sleeping, and I knew, like, I had to, like, get this out some way because it needed to stop stressing me. So it was, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, and at first I was, just, you know, playing around on the keyboard, just, you know, making some chord patterns, and then as I was playing it, lyrics just started flowing out of my mouth. And I didn't even have a pen and paper. I have my own software at home, and I just pressed record, and I just started singing. And I listened back, and it really amazed me because nothing has ever been that easy for me. But like they say, the best songwriters have to go through experience to get what they're looking for. So Tears on My Pillow definitely did not take long at all. It was like water just flowing out because it was happening to me at the time, and I had no other way to get it out but through my music. So the writing process was super easy, but I did not expect it to come out as the way it did. I did not. So I mean, it was the writing process. It was a beautiful experience. Just listening back to it and saying, "Wow, did I make that in one night?"
Man, I love it.
That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I'm a writer, but not from a songwriting standpoint. I like writing action adventure stories and stuff like that. But I mean, it's hard, to flow. Without writing something down. So when you said that you did it, just really off the top of your head, in the moment, it was something kind of akin to Dr. King, who was in the Birmingham jail, and he wrote, his speech, just all from his mind, what he had right there.
Exactly.
Really cool to hear that.
Yeah. It was just off the top of my head type thing, and it was just amazing.
Ooh. I want to jump ahead and talk a little bit about legacy. I know that you're still, an up and coming singer songwriter, mm-hmm. but you've been at this for so long that you've made this a part of your life, and I don't, just from the little bit that I know about you, it doesn't seem like something that you're going to do away with anytime soon. It seems like this is very much a big part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So in the years to come, we're talking legacy. Tell me, what is it that you want people to take away from your music and your work, later on down the line when everything is said and done and, and you're, in your 50s or 60s, your legacy, what would you like people to take away from your legacy?
I really just want people to, when they listen to my music, I want them to feel the realness just of me, just of who I am as a person. And also, I want to make people feel better about their situations. I want them to be able to connect, and I want them to listen to my music and say, hey, her music helping me get through. I can relate to her music. So that's what I want to leave behind. I always want to make people feel better. And no matter what I do, I want, even if I'm just performing, I just want people to just say, oh, I feel so much better after watching her, or I feel so much better after listening to her. So I definitely want to have an impact on people because, like I said, time. I know how that can be. So I want to leave something behind. I want to leave my music behind so that people can heal from anything that they're going through, or just being able to say, hey, I can relate to you, So just healing and peace, that's what I want to get to me and what I want to leave behind on this world.
I love it. Serenity, I think you have a beautiful spirit. I love how you're definitely keeping God first. And you've got this humility to you that just really resonates, and that's something that I think, I know that will take you a long way.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, this has been an honor talking with you. I wanted to ask, where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of what you?
Okay, you can visit my website. I have a website at www.serenitysaintsyou. Also, that goes for my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, my Snapchat, saintsyou. If you don't know how to spell that, that's SERENITY, the number 4 in a letter U. And on those websites, you can keep up with me. On my personal website, read my bio, and find out more about.
Love it. We love it. And Serenity, you're also on social media as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. We will put that link in the body of this post. What can our listening audience expect from you in the coming months? I know that you've got the single out that's out now, the iTunes store as well as the Google Play Music store. Can we expect a full-length EP in the coming months?
I definitely hope so. I think single was a kickoff for me wanting to build up an EP because I haven't done a full project yet, so that's something that I definitely want to do. Tears on My Pillow is not just a single. It's also to help towards my college fund. So I'm definitely, right now, I'm definitely trying to push Tears on My Pillow. And, you know, because I haven't graduated from high school yet. I'm still in high school. And college is expensive, and that's something that I'm definitely going to do. I've always said that I was going to college, and I am going to college. So Tears on My Pillow is definitely not just a single, just to have out, but it's going to help towards my college fund. But I definitely want to do and put more music out there because, like I said, at first I didn't consider myself a songwriter, but Tears on My Pillow has definitely gave me that boost of confidence, and just hearing people's reactions to my song has given me that drive to say, okay, you need to keep writing and you need to keep doing what you're doing. So, yes, be on the lookout for a project because I definitely want to get that started. So, yeah, I'm excited for what the future holds.
I love it. I love it. And, Serenity, I'm on with questions, but I wanted to thank you so much for joining us on today's show. And I wanted to open the floor to you. Is there anything you'd like to say to our listening audience?
Well, I just want to say that I am honored that you've asked me. And I just want to say, guys, check me out. With me, and I really appreciate it, and I hope that when you listen to my song Tears on My Pillow that you can heal from anything that you're going through. It doesn't even have to be just heartbreak, but just know that, you know, at the end you'll be okay and you'll be fine.
Amen. I love it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
Welcome. Guys, that was singer-songwriter Serenity Holloway. We'll put the link to her website in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, remember, you can also listen to us on your iOS device or iPhone. If you've got an iPhone or iPad, you can go to the iTunes store. Just search iTunes. We're under Redefining the Counterculture. That's our show name. You can listen to this interview as well as many, many others, all free of charge. Android users have no fear. We're available in the Google Play Store. Just search Google Play Music. Search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll also hear this interview as well as many others. If you've got a Roku player or a Roku smart television, you can listen to our show. 200-plus hours of original content programming and interviews, all free of charge. That's available in the Roku Store. Just go to the Roku Channel Store. Search for our name, Witten Radio. You'll hear this interview with Serenity as well as many, many others. Lastly, if your car, you've got a vehicle and your car has a smart radio of any type, you can listen to us by downloading Stitcher Smart Radio app or the TuneIn app to your vehicle, and you can listen to us right in your very own automobile, all free of charge. Thank you so much, Serenity.
No, thank you again.
You're welcome.